In New York, absentee ballot counting is just getting underway in many counties, more than a week after Election Day. Because so many more people voted by mail, 8 close state Senate races are undecided until the ballots are processed. And as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, it's possible the new legislative session could begin in January before some of the races are decided.
There are around 1 million more ballots to count than in any previous year. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order. It allows any registered voter to cast their ballot by mail this year. State Senator Michael Gianaris, who is the Democratic Deputy Majority Leader, says despite the extra ballots, it should not take this long, though, to find out who won an election.
If we were a swing state, we would be in the middle of a national scandal right now.
Gianaris has introduced a bill that would speed things up. Elections officials would be allowed to process and verify the ballots as soon as they are received, and counting would begin at 6 p.m. on Election Day.
We need to get our act together and do what a lot of other states do, process the absentee ballots as they come in, and have the board start counting them on Election Day so that the results can be reported more quickly.
There are some other obstacles to a quick count. New York is one of the few states that allows a person to vote by absentee ballot, then change their mind and show up to vote at the polls. It takes a while for elections officials to sort it all out and make sure that the person's vote is only counted once. Gianaris's bill would end that practice. The first vote that is cast, whether by mail or in person, would be the one that counts. Also, New York allows what's known as a curing process, where voters who might have made a minor mistake in their mail-in ballot are contacted and given a chance to make corrections. And there's also a time-honored tradition in New York, where candidates in very close races hire specialized election attorneys to challenge the authenticity of the other side's ballots. Those legal wrangles often end up before the courts and can delay outcomes for weeks or even months. Gianaris, who is also head of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, says Republican lawyers are already raising numerous legal challenges in 8 Senate races that remain undecided.
As we speak, Republicans are making frivolous challenges all over the state to these absentee ballots. And then you end up getting them back, but you have to go to court and fight, and it takes even longer.
Gianaris says some legal disputes in the past have extended weeks or months, one even into February, leaving a district without representation during the first weeks of the new legislative session. He's concerned that will happen again this year. A spokeswoman for the Senate Republicans, Candace Giove, says in a statement that because of the unprecedented number of mail-in ballots across the state, campaigns from both parties are taking action to preserve the integrity of the elections by examining the ballots. She says when this routine process ends, the courts will review the objections on both sides and ensure that all legal votes are counted. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says it is important that every ballot be carefully counted.
There's pros and cons to counting faster versus waiting to count. And the pro is we're going to make sure that we count correctly and not miscount anyone's vote. And the con, of course, is we have to wait for results. But sometimes I think waiting is better to make sure that no voter is being disenfranchised because we're rushing to get the count done.
But she says the process should not drag into the new year. New York's deadline for legally certifying the vote is December 7th. Wilson says she hopes the counting and all the legal challenges can be wrapped up by then. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.